For more than 2 months now, protests have raged in Sudan. People are calling for an end to the three-decade rule of President Omar al-Bashir. The anthem of their moment is a song written for an earlier time of discord. NPR's Ada Peralta has the story.
Everyone was stunned when the late, great Sudanese singer Mohamed Wardi brought a new song to a performance space at The Hague. It usually took Wardi years to compose a song, yet this one he'd written quickly. He played Surrender. It was simple, a plaintive song that obviously tied directly to his own life. Wardi was exiled from Sudan after Omar al-Bashir took over after a military coup in 1989. To Mustafa Sid Ahmed, a Sudanese music fan whose father was an exiled opposition leader, this was a song ahead of its time.
It was talking about freedom, about the dictator who should surrender and give everything back to the people.
This was 1997. President Bashir was just 8 years into power. So Wardi sang the song just a few times in concert and only left this ragged recording. But over the decades, the lyrics stuck in Sid Ahmed's head. And he couldn't help but think about the song these past 2 months, as he watched young people take to the streets, demanding democracy and accountability, demanding a better life, and facing off with security forces.
So it came back to my mind direct, like, this is exactly what he described.
Sid Ahmed, a businessman in Dubai, called his sister Zuzita and one of Wardi's old guitarists, all of them in exile in the UAE, and he got them together in a studio. He played them the old song and told them it was time to contribute to the protest movement. He told them,
"Your guitar is your weapon, your voice is your weapon. And that's what could reach all world, not just the people inside."
The song is a classic protest anthem. The waves are coming for you. The people are marching, and they are saying, "Salim, surrender." Zuzita, the singer, says what came out of her was pain and hope. Pain for all the people who have been killed in clashes with security forces, but hope that maybe all of this will make a difference.
We've seen many videos of people get shot in the head and in the chest, and you feel people are, they are not afraid of anything.
The song mirrors that sentiment. It begins with mournful verses, but it builds into a fearless confrontation with a dictator. Surrender. Surrender our power, our books, our lights, our mosques, and give us back our heritage. But the last time this song was released, it made no difference. President Omar al-Bashir was charged with genocide by the International Criminal Court for ordering the massacre of his own people in Darfur. Yet, he has remained in power. Zuzita says, this time, it feels different. It's not just this song, but the thousands of young people, the women, the poor, the professionals, who have taken to the streets saying enough is enough.
This time, there are many things that tells you that a change is gonna happen.
As the song warns, Bashir's time is over. He has nowhere left to run, she sings. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.